This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9. Macca, we've had a message in. Merry Christmas, Paul and Macca. Hope it's a beautiful day for you both and everyone listening. It's super special to have this connection with the rest of our community on country on such a special day each year and provide that companionship. Have the very best of days. And that's from Triana. Triana, thank you ever so much for your message. We've had lots and lots of messages this morning from lots of the Joysters. So we really do appreciate it. And we've got another guest on the phone,
Macca. We have... our wonderful Lord Mayor Sally Capp. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning, Macca and Paul. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Sally.
And look, thank you for making the time today. It's always great to talk to you, but particularly on a day like today, you know, for so many people, Sally, it's a fantastic day and a great day, and for so many others, it's a day, you know, where they might be spending it on their own for some reason. So thank you. What's on your menu? Well, not actually menu, I'm sure you're having turkey, but what's happening with you today?
Am I allowed to say we're not having turkey?
Absolutely.
I am one of the very lucky ones, Macca. I get to spend Christmas surrounded by family. We had a wonderful Christmas Eve last night with extended family. Lots of laughs and stories catching up on the year, and then a walk over to the back beach. We're down at the beach and see the sun set. And then this morning we've all been up. We've been over for a swim. It's never been warmer in the water. Ha ha.
And it's very
we're
brave.
Busy preparing. Exactly. It's a really refreshing way to start the day. And we're all preparing for a big Christmas lunch. Everybody has their own duties. And we're all really good at bossing each other around.
It is, you know, a day of getting together, and it's often for you. It's a day where all the family, you know, generations below you and generations above you get together, isn't it?
It is. So we're really lucky this year, particularly. We've got my husband Andrew's parents, June and Bruce, they're 90 and 92. We've got my parents, and they're in their 80s, doing superbly, all four of them, and through to the grandchildren. So not my grandchildren, their grandchildren. Thanks, Macca. We've all been belting out the tunes this morning. And having a good time. But we are lucky still to have those three generations. And as you said, I know for many people this can be a lonely time. We've been busy on the text this morning and catching up with family all over Australia and also in the United States. And it's just a wonderful time to check in with family and friends as well.
It is. And, you know, for those folk, you know, who for whatever reason might be spending today on their own. It's important that they can hear voices that are familiar to them. What is the, if I might ask Sally, the city of Melbourne, is there anything actually happening today, you know, that's supported by the city of Melbourne? Is there any special activities or is that tomorrow?
Yes, there are. Yeah, no, thank you. There's a big lunch in Docklands. If you do not just want a lovely meal put on by Cargo. They're so generous and they do this every year. It's an amazing tradition, but also the chance to catch up with others, then please drop down there. The Salvos organised the lunch. We've got a huge yep. City of Melbourne team helping out as well, and that's going to be a brilliant day. We have also increased our support and community hubs this year to make sure that people can access a hot meal, someone to speak to, and the right services. So those services continue over the holiday period, so please do make the most of those if you need to. And I know that there are lots of other fantastic organisations around town who are also doing the same in terms of providing Christmas lunch, so please do make the most of all of those fantastic opportunities around town.
Sally, that's great to know. I also want to let you know, I was in the CBD on Wednesday last week. I don't often go in there in the evenings, but I was there about 9:30. The South Bank was absolutely buzzing with families and people walking and enjoying all of the Christmas activities. So a really big congratulations to all of the team at the City of Melbourne for pulling that together. It really had a carnival atmosphere that I was just not expecting. So some wonderful stuff there to try and bring the people back into the CBD.
Thank you. Yeah, look, our Christmas activations have been brilliant this year. The team have done a superb job. So thank you for noticing and, of course, working with all the other fantastic institutions across Melbourne to really make sure we finish the year strongly. We've had the best footfall in the city in December ever.
Wow.
And from our perspective, it sets us up well for 2023. I think we've had a bit of a COVID hangover in 2022. And so it will be with clear eyes and a clear mind that we extend ourselves into 2023, I hope with a lot of joy and exuberance.
Now, in terms of Tucker, Sally, I know it's Terps and Tucker today. On the menu today, what actual food item are you looking forward to the most?
Oh, it's so hard to pick because we go really hard. I have been at Queen Victoria Market and very busy yesterday and even the day before. You know when you think you've done your last trip to the shops and then all of a sudden you realise you've forgotten something else? So we're going to start with oysters. And we've got a ham glazed, which is on the barbecue at the moment.
Oh.
And we are doing about 20 different salads. It's going to be a good leftovers at our place. And we did get some beautiful fresh crays and also prawns. So we're going big on the seafood, a bit of traditional ham, and lots of amazing salads, and can't wait.
That sounds delicious, Sally.
And you've got some good mustard to go with it.
Macca, I just love your touch at Christmas. You've thought of everything, and we've got some fantastic mustards as well. There's a real eye to detail, Macca. Thank you very much.
A pleasure. And thank you, Sally, for making yourself available during the year and being such a fantastic Lord Mayor and supporting Joy and our community. I know being Lord Mayor, you're surrounded by lots of people, you know, including your family and your staff. But, you know, it's sometimes a lonely job. Thank you for the work you do. It actually makes a difference. And thank you for making the time today.
Well, Macca and Paul, and to all the Joy family, I love being part of the Joy family. You've always been so welcoming to me and you've taught me a lot along the way. Your support for Melbourne, but more importantly for the community, is absolutely vital. It's one of the reasons why the City of Melbourne is so pleased to partner with you and me personally as well. And the fact that you are doing this program on Christmas Day to bring your familiar voices, your humour, your naughtiness to so many homes across Melbourne, to all the Joy listeners, Merry Christmas. I think 2023 is going to be a bumper and I'm looking forward to seeing all of you then.
It's going to be a ripper.
Thank you, Sally. Have a lovely day. And love
Merry
to all the
Christmas.
Family.
Thank
Take
you.
Care.
Thank you. Same back at you. Bye.
Cheers.
Bye.
Cheers. You are on, I was going to say Saturday Magazine, Christmas Magazine. Well, it's probably Saturday somewhere, isn't it?
It's still Saturday
in the
UK. We're just.
So there you go.
Almost.
Give me a nice British accent, Paul. Go on.
I'll do that afterwards, Macca, for you.
Yeah.
I'm turning into an Australian. We're going to have a quick track here. I know this is a favourite from Robbie in Mornington. So, Robbie, if you're still listening to us, we've had a message in saying, Merry Christmas, Macca and Paul. Robbie, this one's just for you. Baker Street, Jerry Rafferty.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.